Hi, NLP. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Bagel Mic, powered by Student Voice, where students lead the way. We are students from Winnebago Public School, broadcasting from the Winnebago Native American Reservation in Winnebago, Nebraska. This podcast is created by us for the world. Let's start by introducing ourselves.
My name is Azalea.
My name is Trevor.
My name is Jason. Today's episode is about New Year's Revolution and goals for 2026. Before we begin, we want to share something we're thankful for.
I'm thankful for my family and life.
I'm thankful for being alive.
I'm thankful for my mom and my bed.
Now let's get into it. Once again, the topic we are talking about is New Year's Revolution and goals for 2026.
What is one thing you are proud of from last year at school or in your life?
Okay. At school, I am proud of learning math and learning how to swim.
Nice.
For, I'm proud of reaching my goal of 50
points in math.
What about you?
That I made it every day and got good grades. What is one school-related goal you want to work on in 2026?
One thing I want to work on is participating and raising my hand in class.
I want to reach my goal with it going to, 60 points in math and reading.
Okay, nice.
What about you? What do you want to do?
My goal would probably be getting all A's in school. Why is this goal important to you?
Because I don't really participate or raise my hand that much in class.
Real. Anyways.
I want to participate more in math and start learning more.
Super, me too.
What is one goal that is important to you?
Because I don't want to have like bad grades and make my mom disappointed.
Okay.
What is one goal you have outside of school for 2026?
Listening and not being like saying yes to whatever my parents say and not ignoring them.
I start playing more sports and start participating more.
Play more sports and go outside and make new friends. What might make it hard to stick with your goals?
Sometimes I don't do it right away. I like stall for like a minute and then I will do it eventually.
It's hard to pay attention.
What might make it hard to stick with your goal?
Because I don't like talking to people. Because I don't I have social anxiety. What is one small step you can take to work on your goals?
Doing it right away so they don't get mad at me.
I start paying more attention.
What is one small step you can take to work toward your goal?
I don't know, I can maybe like try and talk more, like talk to people I already know to help it with like talking to new people. Who is someone who can help you encourage you with your goals?
my family and like sisters.
So one that can help or encourage me is my sisters or my brothers.
How can teachers or adults help students reach their goals this year?
By asking if they need help or if something doesn't make sense.
They can encourage you.
What advice would you give to another student who wants to improve by trying something new in 2026?
Help them out a little bit.
You could say that you got this, or you can just like show them an example, then they can see it and then understand it.
I would probably say pay attention in class. It helps you to understand the topics and everything you need to do. Thanks for listening to the Bagel Mic. We hope our voices made you think, feel, or reflect today. Remember, your voice matters, our story matters, and you matter. Thank you. See you all again.
Why any good, Shana? Gee, honey, shove y'all.